Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, we're back. The virus, what the virus wants to do is spread, and it's successfully doing that, which has caused some news that Kim wants to share with you. Kim?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to be zipping around through all these different notices because all this stuff's coming down, and so I'm printing it all out, trying to read it. Board is going to be meeting tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So what will happen is, I don't know that the mighty Gus is still going to be at work when we're done. So at the worst, I will get out a message that he will email to everybody on Saturday as to the outcome of that meeting. First of all, let me tell you, there are scam emails been going around. It's been going around for 3 years. And what they do is they take little names like Kim Fuller President, and they send you an email saying, please contact me right away. And then when you contact them, they're asking for money. This is all about scamming and money. Our system is not compromised. These people are very good. They'll take little tiny differences. So, for instance, my email at Sun City here is, besides my regular one, which everybody sees, I think says kim.fuller@suncityshadowhillscalifornia. They'll put it in as Kim Fuller without the dot, and then that link will go back to them. It doesn't come to us. So when you get these funny emails, and one way to tell is below my name is my phone number. And they haven't clicked onto that thing yet, so if my phone number isn't below that email, it ain't me. Below my name at the end of the email. And I'm not one to just say, call me up or I need your help. I'm definitely not one to ask for gift cards. Although if everybody wants to just send them to me, I guess you could. Anonymously, so I don't know who it comes from. So I don't do anything wrong. But anyway, scam emails. Forget about them. Delete them. It's not us. There's nothing we can do. Residents asked about one. Are we going to get dues reduction? The answer is no. This is costing us more money. I've said that. So there's no dues reduction. And as a result, some residents have asked about the PPP loan. Why doesn't the HOA get the PPP loan? And there's two reasons. One, HOAs don't qualify because they feel that HOAs, if they've got reserves, they can deal with this problem on their own. The second is the PPP loan stands for the payroll protection plan program, whatever it is. It's all based on payroll. We don't have any employees. We don't have one. Everything's driven through contract management. So we wouldn't qualify with no employees. So to answer your question, we don't qualify. We're not going to get a PPP loan. Okay. Now, on the gyms. We're still looking at open those. Guess what did I say, the 29th? And yes, I'm drafting a big, long list of that long message yesterday, which I hope will get out by the weekend, well, by Monday. And so there'll be a list, and as things change, you'll be able to go to that list. In the meantime, when the gyms do open, you will need a resident ID card to access because there'll be no guests allowed. So you'll need to show your resident ID card. If one, you don't know what I'm talking about, because some people ask me, what is a resident ID card? Because they've never used one before. Call the HOA office to make an appointment. You need to go in. We have to take your picture, and we print a card. And it's an ID card. And you'll need to show that into the gym. So be prepared. You're going to need that. When the gyms do open, there'll be no showers, no changing area, no water. You will have to come ready to exercise, and you leave ready to exercise. There's no gatherings. You're not hanging out. You're exercising. You're going to leave. Hopefully, as we open, we're trying to do everything possible to keep people safe at the same time open this stuff up. But it's going to be difficult. Now I'm going to be reading you some stuff just so you can understand what's... Oh, gosh, here we go. Another question about visitors. Let me read the HOA's position. The state order is in effect about stay at home, no gatherings, no visitors. Residents are responsible to follow the state order. The HOA will not be looking for violations of the state order on private property. We will investigate any complaints of noise or conduct on private property. The HOA will be looking for and enforce no visitors and no gatherings on common property, such as streets, parking lots, you know, pickleball courts, tennis courts, golf course, etc. If a resident is walking with a child, they can be cited for violating the state order because a young person is not supposed to be visiting and they are on common property. And we are looking for violators on common property. If walking, biking, etc. on common property, including streets, the people will be cited. We are not looking for such violations on private property, for example, in your home or in your backyard. So, there it is. I hope that helps you. Somebody asked because a person was cited today walking with their grandson that must have been about 5 years old, walking down Sun City Boulevard, and the ticket came to him. Okay, that answers that part. All right, let me read to you what's going on here as we get a message here. I'm going to read to you right from some people. Okay, this is a message that went out to the residents of Sun City Palm Desert. By now, you've probably seen the e-blast announcing that one of our boulevard staff has contracted the virus, apparently while working last week. Consequently, all staff at boulevards have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. If you haven't been in there for the last couple of weeks, you should be fine. Otherwise, you might have reason for concern. In the meantime, the restaurant is closed, probably closed at least till July 1, until they figure out what's going on. So there's the situation where they open a restaurant, and even while trying to practice distancing, and because it's hard to eat food with a mask on, it's come down now that restaurant's closed. The board will be discussing opening Shadows tomorrow afternoon. I'm assuming they'll consider every viewpoint they can. Now, what also came to our attention was a situation at PGA West. And we contacted them, and it was confirmed. A resident did test positive. The resident was visiting the dog parks at 3:30 and was part of a group of 8 to 10 people that met daily in the dog park. Now, it's kind of interesting. We're opening with 4 because we're trying to minimize what possibly could be a spread. In PGA West case, they had 8 to 10 people daily, and now they're going to be searching that group out. The dog park was closed for 3 days and sanitized. It did open back up with restrictions. Social distancing, and now they wear a mask. All participants in the dog park. So, PGA West put out this announcement. The club has been notified that a member tested positive for COVID-19. This member visited the PGA West dog park. Upon notification, the park was immediately closed and sanitized. The families notified other members who played golf with this person and or socialized in the dog park. Ladies and gentlemen, I would recommend highly, whatever you're doing, I'd wear a mask. It's not going away yet. You know, we're climbing, and there's no doubt if you get this virus, it can be deadly. So my recommendation is you wear a mask, whatever you're doing. But the board will be analyzing the new order that's just come down from the governor. And here's what he says. I quote, simply put, we are seeing too many people with faces uncovered, putting at risk the real progress we have made in fighting the disease. All you nice people, you've done really well. We're doing better than most places. Let's not try to make this worse. I would rather everybody play tennis, play pickleball, play golf with a mask on than shut down. I would prefer not to shut down, but we have to do everything we can to make sure it's safe. And it looks like the state, with their growing concern, is going to be putting some more restrictions on us, so be prepared. I know it's inconvenient, but get ready. I don't know about this. This state order is pretty clear. We're going to be analyzing it tomorrow with attorneys. The order states this: today's guidance mandates the use of cloth face coverings by the general public statewide when outside the home, with limited exceptions. We have to now go through this and analyze exactly what they're going to say, what is allowed. Indoors is pretty clear. You're wearing a mask. So I'm glad that we were saying that as far as exercising indoors. They got pages of what we got to go through now. Let's see. The document. So now we got new guidance for face coverings. They're just going to list things, and we're going to go through them one by one to then determine what we got to do and what the exceptions are. One of their exceptions is, excuse me, one of the reasons you are required to wear a mask. I mean, listen to this. This is going to be amazing. While outdoors in public spaces, when maintaining a physical distance of 6 feet from persons who are not members of the same household or residence. So if you're outdoors and you can't maintain more than 6 feet from other people, you're wearing a mask. Now, I'm not sure that any sport we have, I'm not sure, golfers, you are not always 6 feet apart. I see you. I watch you play. It just doesn't happen. Tennis players, I mean, you know, sometimes you're within 6 feet. They're cracking down on this pretty severe. We will see what's available tomorrow afternoon. So I get to you today because as we go through all these documents and the attorneys are going through them now, board will be tomorrow. I think you should be prepared emotionally for there could be a change where masks are required. I would recommend to you to wear them no matter what at this point. Things are going up, and I think playing tennis with a mask on is worth it compared to getting this thing and possibly dying. That's me. I know everybody will look at it different who will say it doesn't matter. I understand that. I don't care about your constitutional rights. Don't write to me about that. You know, go see the Fed about that. That's not my problem. Board's really busy. Now, I will tell you, I commend these board members, these other four people. I called this meeting 2 hours ago, and they're all going to be there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to go through this piece by piece. So congratulations to all of them. In the meantime, please stay safe. If you have any doubt, wear a mask when you go outside. We'll talk to you. If I don't talk to you tomorrow afternoon because I might not have time, I'll get you an information on Saturday. Take care of yourself.
That's all for today. Bye-bye.